This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on a patient by the name of Sara Reyes. Sara is S-A-R-A, Reyes, R-Y, excuse me, R-E-Y-E-S, like in Sierra. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old. Hispanic female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of proteinuria. She has a background of arterial hypertension that in the first visit was way out of control. The patient had evidence of proteinuria in the form of microalbuminuria. She couldn't tolerate the Jardiance or the administration of Kerendia. We left her alone regarding the proteinuria. We dealt with the arterial blood pressure. And we changed the medication, so we added some spironolactone and hydralazine as well as ARB. The patient comes today with a creatinine of 1.69 and a BUN of 38 with an estimated GFR of 30 when she had a CKD that was 3A. The blood pressure is under control. The acute kidney injury that the patient is presenting could be either related to the new state of the blood pressure or side effect of the spironolactone. The patient does not have evidence of proteinuria, hyperkalemia. On the other hand, the patient had urinary tract infection that was treated with cephalosporins. The patient is allergic to penicillin. Those are factors that could be playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function, plus the control of the blood pressure with the administration of spironolactone. Following number, proteinuria, as discussed before, we are going to reevaluate this proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio was around 60. And the protein creatinine ratio was around 200. Following number, essential hypertension, the patient has a blood pressure that is 140/80 in the office. And in the blood pressure at home has been lower than that. She's very happy with the blood pressure control. Period. The patient has developed weakness when she changes the position and when it's active. My recommendation to the primary is evaluation from the cardiovascular point of view. This patient has to be reassessed from the cardiovascular point of view, period. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, type 2 diabetes that has been under fair control. Following number, the patient had a history of urinary tract infection. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has not been taking the medication for the cholesterol. We are going to reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup. I invested the 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.